Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight. Well, I hope that if you have any family members that any of the little cities that Sandy came through, I hope that they've made it through the storm. I have several family members that lives in New York. I have my oldest brother and his wife. I have my niece, nephew, several niece and nephews still in New York. And thank God that they're okay. Spoke to them this morning, and they are all right, and they have power, which is good. And I know not too far from them, many of those did not have electricity. But God has his way. And we must just be ready and prepare for anything that that nature is a part of that we have no control over. we just have to be prepared when these things happen and just pray and asking God to help us through the storm. And that was definitely, like they say, a superstorm. And it's still causing lots of problems throughout the country. But God is in control, and we just have to have faith and trust in Him to get through these difficult times. Well, tonight, like I mentioned last week, that I had some, I said trivia questions and stuff, but I know no one is going to answer them, so I'm going to give you the answers. I'm going to ask the questions and also give the answers. And I'm going to start off with that tonight before I go into our message for tonight. Did you know Bible statistics? Did you know that the Old Testament had 39 books? Did you know that there are 929 chapters in the Old Testament? And there are 23,214 verses in the Old Testament, 593,493 words in the Old Testament. And I know we all know this, the longest book in the Bible, and it's one of my favorite chapters, and that's Psalms. I think it has 150 chapters. The shortest book is, I'm not good in pronouncing this is coming from the Old Testament. Obadiah. That's the shortest book in the Bible. 17 historical books, 5 prophetical books, and 17 prophetical books. And the New Testament has 27 books and 260 chapters. Did you know that in the New Testament it had 7,959 verses? Did you know it has 181,253 words in the New Testament? The shortest book is Third John. And there is 4 Gospels in the New Testament, 1 historical book, and 22 epistles are in the New Testament. And did you know that the 10 longest book in the Bible, and I'm going to, and you know Psalms, we talked about Psalms already. Psalms has 150 chapters, 2,461 verses, and 43,743 words. And the other 9 longest chapter in the Bible is Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Genesis, Isaiah, Numbers, Exodus, Deuteronomy, 2 Chronicles, and Luke. Those are the longest books in the Bible, the 10 longest book in the Bible. And did you know the books that are the 10 Old Testament books most referred to in the New Testament is Isaiah, which referred to 419 times in 23 New Testament books. You know how when your pastor is preaching and they refer to other books in the Bible that says the same thing and means the same thing? This is what this is saying. Psalms has 414 times in 23 books. So there are several books in the Bible where you can flip, and some Bibles you have it in your Bible where right underneath the different verses it states where you can find this into another chapter of the Bible, the Old or the New Testament. My old Bible referred those different type of verses, but my new Bible does not. And Genesis has 260 times in 21 books. It's referred. Exodus has 250 times in 19 books. And I'm sure when you go to Bible study, how they flip back from chapter to chapter, dealing with the topic that they're speaking about. This is what this is referring to. Daniel has 133 times in 17 other books. Jeremiah, 125 times in 17 books as well. And Leviticus, 107 times in 15 other books. It's so amazing when you see these different statistics about the Bible that you never thought about. And let me see what other facts that I can also. It's just so amazing that how the Old Testament has 929 chapters. Have you ever tried to read the whole Bible as yet? Well, I have not gotten through the whole Bible yet. And I keep promising myself that I'm going to get through it. But I have not. But just know that that these different types of statistics and the Old and the New Testament that I just mentioned. And like I say, it's something that we never think about, that that it has so many different words in it. Old Testament having 23,214 verses. And then the New, does it say how much in there? The New has 7,959 verses. So you can see the difference in the Old and the New Testament, that the Old Testament has more chapters and in it. Well, that's all the trivia that I have, which I also answered. It would have been nice if I was able to click on and just surprise you and ask you questions out there. But I didn't do that. I didn't want to put you on the spot. But I might decide to do that one day. And this book has lots of different questions regarding the Bible, lots of statistics. So just always be ready. Just like Jesus tells you you don't know when he's coming, and we got to be ready. I might just surprise you one day. And click on your number, your telephone number, and ask you a question, a statistic from this Bible book that has lots of different types of questions that you can get answers from facts. facts about everything. This book also has facts about 9 facts about hell, 16 fools, 34 murders in the Bible, 12 most wicked women that's in the Bible. All of those type things are in this book. 20 facts about fallen angels. Would you want to know about that? 11 okay, what's this saying? Well, 43 occupation of Bible characters. Yes. It's amazing the different things that's in this book. 13 lies. 15 windstorm. 13 names for the Holy Spirit. I will go through some of these from time to time with you. It's a lot of good information. I went to yard sale, and this was one of the books that was given to me. I received a few good books, and this was one about lots of these facts. 53 facts about heaven. I mentioned that last week regarding the 53 facts about heaven, things that we did not know. Okay, that's it for tonight regarding the trivia. Well, the message tonight is your priority. What you think your priority should be in life. And we're talking about your priority with God. Your priority in this verse is coming from Ecclesiastes 12:13. It says, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of a man and a woman. Fear God and keep his commandments. God knows how busy your life is as you move from task to task. Remember to hold on to the golden cord that connects you to him. He's always there regardless, but the cord reminds you that he is. He keeps the conversation going between the two of you, and his love, his joy, and peace flowing to throughout the day. God should be the first priority because it is through his wisdom and strength that you accomplish the others. What is your priority today? God is saying that he should be first, always first. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians, the third chapter, 1-2. And it says, human being can be hopelessly short-sighted. But the person who sees past today and plans for eternity has both the present and the future in mind. When you accept Christ's sacrifice for you on the cross and ask God to forgive you for your sin, your future in heaven was sealed. But the Bible also talks about laying up your treasure in heaven. Place your priorities on those things that are eternal rather than those things that are just for the world alone. What did I say? What should be your priority? Well, God says he should be number one. He shouldn't be number two, three, or four, or five. He should always be number one in our lives. Once you make God first in your life, it's always important that you praise him sometimes. He likes praises. He likes you to tell him how wonderful he is, how good his mercy, his goodness and his mercy is. He loves you to tell him how much what he's done, I mean, how much he's done for you, and giving him praise and honor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall be continually in my mouth. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Your life is a form of praise, but your words of praise are even more precious to our Heavenly Father. His Holy Spirit, who lives within you, carries them straight to his throne. Why are your praises so dear to him? Because, unlike other creators, your praises are not intimate. They are free expression of your heart. When you praise him, you're letting him know from your heart how you feel about him. You choose him when you could have chosen so many others. Lift your voice to him. Give him praise. And when you give him praise, you also give him joy. Your life is like a song of praise that rises to God your Father. He reveals in your decision to take his hand and step out of darkness into light. It is what he has worked so hard to accomplish. That's why he sent his son Jesus to live, to die, and to rise again. You are, and we are, his trophy, his prize. The sure and certain reward of his great sacrifice. Isn't that special that you are his trophy? That's how much you mean to God. Each time you say yes to life, yes to love, yes to eternal value, you are praising him. So what's your priority? Your priority is God. And your second thing is to praise him. Show him how much you care about him and love him. What I do, something that was a women's conference that I learned. And since that time, I have never stopped doing it. Whenever I kneel and pray to God, I always praise him first. I find different verses. I normally go to Psalms. There's different verses of Psalms that sings praises to God. Before I kneel and pray, I always begin with praises to him. I love reading the 100th of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lambs. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with presence. I love, there's others at the end of the Psalms. The Psalms has 150. And I think the last couple of chapters also talks about praising God and also praising God with instruments. So I love reading those different things before I get into, you know, because most of the time when we kneel to God, we're asking him for something. We're asking him. We have lots of prayer requests. But let's acknowledge him first. Praise him and letting him know how much we love him. And then you can go into your spiel and talk about what's your request. And sometimes don't even ask him for one thing. Just praise him throughout your whole prayer time. That will be very special to God. And let me tell you, it's a blessing, and he will show the blessing if you praise him more and ask him for less. Because guess what? He already knows what you want. He already knows what you need. So you don't even have to tell him anything. When you kneel and pray, you don't have to ask him for anything. Yeah, we can have prayer requests and pray about other family members, friends, neighbors, coworkers. Yes, but he already knows. So it's good just to kneel there and just tell him how much you love him. Just praise him. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Yes, just praise him with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. So, and like I say, since I went to that women's conference, this has been years and years ago, I always begin with praising him before asking him for anything. But there's nothing wrong to ask him for things, because it says pray without ceasing. So it does say it you can, but it's always good to give him praises first. Bless him. Thank him for getting you up each morning, starting you on your way. That is something that I do every day before prayer. And it's up to you whether you would like to do it or not, but this is something that I have begun doing and have not stopped doing it. So what's your priority? Fear God and keep his commandments. And always give him praise. That is the end of our program tonight, but I would like, before I've talked about praising him, but just a few minutes that is the show, I would like to pray for many of our widows and our family members. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with everyone that's experienced and been in the cities where these Sandy has came through. There's so many things that each person have lost, but most of them still have life. We just thank you for protecting them and continue to protect their family. Heavenly Father, there's many of our widows that have lost, their lost loved ones, and also they're dealing with health issues. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be there and comfort them. You know what they need before they need it. And we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to give them comfort and bless them with the things that they need at this time. Help them to get through those different moments, the trials and tribulation that they're going through. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, we know that you love us, and we know that we need to give you praise and give you honor, that you deserve. And we just love you, and we just adore you, and we will magnify your holy name. And we just ask you, in Jesus' name, to bless those family members, that whatever they may be going through, be with them and comfort them. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed week, and just remember what your priorities are. Tune in again next week, the same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. And God does love you, and he will be there for you. I am a witness to that. He's been there for me in spite of my sin, that we all have fallen short and sinned. But he still loves us in spite of all of that, and he will continue to protect us and love us and lead us and guide us, like he promised. Good night, and have a great week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. And I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
King of kings and Lord of lords.
He's the